This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You know, it's still hard to envision. I guess once that day comes, it's gonna feel real because it's been a long time coming. I can't wait to put on the red again and go out there with these guys and put it all on the line for them. And I envision going out there and whatever I'm asked to do, just do it at the highest level and help find a way to, keep this winning going on around here.
You know, it's interesting to hear Kareem Hunt talk because I was thinking about it yesterday, Dusty. Imagine if you were him and you messed up like he did and were kicked off a team, and for 6 years they became the greatest thing in the history of the NFL, right? Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, everybody emerged as these great superstars, and you could have been part of that. And you, because of your actions, because of your own behavior and the things that you did and inflicted on yourself, you could not be a part of that run. And I start to think about it, I'm like, could they have been any better without Kareem Hunt? And it's hard to really look and say they would have been better without Kareem Hunt, right? They've won three Super Bowls in this time and have been to four. It's really hard to say. I don't even think they win that Tampa Super Bowl if they have Kareem Hunt on their team at that point in time. But now he has an opportunity to kind of right all of that and get back into the quote unquote good graces, of this organization. And I'm not expecting Kareem Hunt to come in here and be a world beater at all, Dusty. I don't know what the expectation level is for fans when they look at Kareem Hunt. I think people are expecting probably the New England Patriot game, his rookie year, where he does the wheel route out of the backfield and they hit him touchdown. We're like, oh my God, this is the most unbelievable running back we've ever seen since Jamal Charles. That can't be the expectation for Kareem Hunt. I'm honestly just counting on somebody to kind of fill the spot right now for Isaiah Pacheco. And then when Isaiah Pacheco comes back, Kareem Hunt gives you a little bit more depth, on that roster at the running back position. So I'm going into it with zero expectations. And then I know I'll be pleasantly surprised with whatever Kareem Hunt brings to the table, because if you go in with expectations that he's going to be 2017, 2018, the version of Kareem Hunt we saw here in his first 2 years or so in the NFL, I think you're going in with false expectations and they probably will not be met. But if he can score inside the 5 yard line for you and give you a little punch in that short yardage situation that you've been lacking and give you that opportunity, I'm good with it. So very low expectations for Kareem Hunt. Anything that he does will be great for us, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to say low expectations, but I don't have like 2017, 2018 expectations.
No, you can't.
I think the average fan is intelligent enough not to expect that, right? He's 29. He's been in the league, for quite some time. He hasn't been that person, nor will he be that person. But I think the thing that's interesting is that, to me, the more impressive thing about this is the fact that you get to blend him in with Carson Steele, a guy that is young, a guy that is hungry, a guy that did actually show up in when he was needed. I think 72 yards rushing in that game against Atlanta. And now you kind of get to lessen the load on him as well, so you don't have to put a mass amount of expectations on a guy like Carson Steele, who's, still getting his feet wet in the league. And then you've got a veteran in Kareem Hunt who knows this quarterback because, from what we were told, he was at the wedding.
Right.
Knows Andy Reid, knows tendencies, knows game pace, knows that kind of thing. Maybe not every play as you should, but the good thing about this is that you have an experienced veteran in the backfield that knows your system. I'm not saying anything against Samaje Perine, but let's be fair. Samaje Perine's been in Kansas City for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Kareem Hunt's going to be
six days.
Yeah. Kareem Hunt's going to be a little bit more, experienced, going to know the system. And to me, the analogy that I give it is, think about yourself, right? You go back home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's going to be, you know, maybe different buildings with different names and stuff like that. But you still know the streets. You still know the back roads. You still know the shortcuts to get to certain places.
Absolutely.
Those don't change. And that, to me, is what Kareem Hunt is going to do when he comes in here. Yeah, he's not going to know that, you know, Dave's kitchen is closed and now it's something completely different, but he's going to know that the way to get around that, you know, certain traffic stop with a terrible red light, he knows he can go down a different road. He knows how to get there.
Right. Yeah, he does.
And sure. I'm not saying that Kareem Hunt's going to run that wheel route like he did against New England. Wouldn't be surprised if Andy drew it up, though.
Well, I'm going to ask you this. Who catches the, who's the first target on offense this week? Is it going to be Travis Kelce or is it going to be Kareem Hunt? And when I say target, hand it off to Kareem Hunt or throw it to Travis Kelce. Like, that kind of feels like it's going to be one of your first plays of the game, right? Get those guys kind of involved early in this. And so that's kind of where I'm thinking where this organization is going on Sunday. They have a couple of things that they need to accomplish in this game against the Chargers. Number one is to everybody needs to stop with the Travis Kelce nonsense and you know,
we'll
where Travis has been and all that
Jason
kind of stuff.
Jason is getting pissed now.
Well, good. I'm glad Jason's
Big
getting
Brother's
pissed.
Big Brother's starting to put his head in the game.
And I kind of felt like Big Brother yesterday going off on that Todd McShay guy, formerly of ESPN, who doesn't have a clue about what he's talking about when he's calling Travis Kelce fat and all that kind of stuff. So I'm glad Big Brother has taken over because it's time to end that narrative. So I expect them to get Travis Kelce involved. I expect them to get Kareem Hunt involved. Mm. And I also expect them to get a big win because I'm looking at this game against the Chargers. And you don't want to call it Separation Sunday on week four of the NFL season.
Go ahead and call it that.
I go back to what Q said. He goes, if we lose, is the season over? You know, like if they lose, are we not separating? But it's a big game. You go to 4-0, three AFC wins against arguably the three biggest contenders, you know, except for Buffalo in the AFC, right? Baltimore, Cincinnati,
contender
the Chargers.
As in your division.
Your division, right. Yeah, you have an opportunity to really separate yourself from the rest of the division this weekend. But still, I mean, like it's a big time game.
No doubt.
I think for the Chiefs, you go out there, you win this game, you're sitting at 4-0 after the first month of the season, and I think everybody's feeling really good about where this organization is. You go and lose to the Chargers, and then everybody's talking about, man, all those injuries that the Chargers had, Derwin James isn't playing, and they found a way to get a win. So I think there's a couple of things to accomplish. Get Kareem Hunt involved, obviously get Travis Kelce involved, and then more importantly, get out of L.A. with a big-time victory, and then you can start to see that separation happening. And for the people that are already complaining about the Chiefs, Dusty, on Monday morning there will be more complaints about the Chiefs continuing to win and continuing to dominate the rest of the NFL.